with BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Thomas McGuane's books are set in the West, where McGuane is a cattle rancher in Montana. His novels include The Bushwhack Piano, Nobody's Angel, and Something to Be Desired. McGuane's biggest passion is riding cutting horses.
I've gotten reasonably good at that. I've been Montana-Wyoming champion for 4 years in a row now, and we raise cutting horses.
Which are the horses ranchers use to separate cattle. Thomas McGuane was educated at Michigan State and at the Yale School of Drama. He won a fellowship at Stanford, which gave him a year's time to write.
I was working on a novel when I was at Stanford. I had a small portion of the fellowship left. I took the money and went to Montana and rented a room for $28 a month and finished the novel, and Simon & Schuster bought it.
That novel was The Sporting Club in 1968, which came out to good reviews. With the money from that, McGuane bought a place in Key West and a spread in Montana, where he lives permanently.
It was a part of the world I knew I liked. I thought I'd go there until the dough was gone. And the book came out, and children came along, and I've never really moved away.
After he sold the movie rights to his novel 92 in the Shade, McGuane got the chance to do his own screenwriting.
I've written three movies. I wrote The Missouri Breaks, Rancho Deluxe, Tom Horn, which was, I think, McGuane's last movie.
Screenwriting and novels aside, Thomas McGuane's unacted dream is writing stage plays.
Fiction writing is an imperfect way of making a living. It's right in there with sharecropping, and you always have to do something else. I've worked in movies quite a little bit, which is a good way to make a living, but it tends to poison your relationship with the book reviewing public. They think it's a mortal sin.
Thomas McGuane's novels of the West are not about gunslingers and engines, but about complicated human relationships. Look for his novel, Something to Be Desired. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Thomas McGuane was born in Michigan, but is now an adopted Westerner. When he's not writing novels and screenplays, he's working his 700-acre cattle ranch near Livingston, Montana.
If you work that ranch very, very hard, and you filled it up with the mother cows, put up your own hay, irrigated it yourself, you would probably make between $8,000 and $10,000 a year.
McGuane has no hired help. He and his family do all the work.
We're viewed as a business by the IRS. I've been audited once and passed.
McGuane writes his novels just about anywhere in the house, the bedroom, the kitchen table.
I just kind of added a room this year so that I could close the door off and stay away from the house. And sometimes I'll rent a room in town if I'm feeling, when I finished this last book, I thought 4 or 5 months to really get away from everything, and I rented a room in the town of Livingston, and I drove back and forth like a banker.
In that rented room, McGuane turned out his seventh novel, Something to Be Desired. It's set in the West, but it's not a Western, for McGuane writes of complex human relationships. McGuane is comfortable living on the plains of Montana.
I know it probably better than a lot of people who grew up there, because I spent so much time walking around and hiking around, taking pack trips in it and floating the rivers, and I have a pretty good feeling for it, I think.
Still, McGuane loves his periodic trips to the big city.
One of the things you miss living where I do is that, you know, it's not a very literate society. Nobody wants to talk about books. In fact, being an author is viewed as a form of being out of work.
That's Thomas McGuane, who writes of modern people living in the West in such novels as The Sporting Club, The Bushwhack Piano, Nobody's Angel, and Something to Be Desired. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.